It sounds good on AM, but sounds even better on FM. 93.7 FM,
1400 AM,
WGIL.
Coming up at 5:12 on Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL, I'm Will Stevenson, flying solo here on the program tonight, but glad to be with you nonetheless and glad you're listening tonight. We are pleased to be joined on the phone by Carl Sandburg College President Lori Sundberg. It was announced not too long ago that Sundberg has accepted the position, assuming the Board of Trustees there approves it, as the next president of Kirkwood Community College in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Lori, thanks so much for coming on, and we know it was a last-minute call, and we appreciate you joining us nonetheless. Thank you.
Thank you, Will. It's not a problem. Always enjoy talking to you.
Well, you're not going to get to talk to us much longer here. What the heck?
I know. I will be able to talk to you through June 30th. I will be president of Carl Sandburg College through next June 30th, 2018. And then we'll start at Kirkwood August 1st, 2018.
When we talked with you a month ago, as you had announced it publicly that you were interviewing for the position, even though it wasn't a position that you sought, that the search firm doing the initial work encouraged you to apply, I didn't necessarily get the impression that you might have wanted the job. What kind of a changed when, other than of course the fact that they offered it to you? What kind of ultimately led you to the decision that this would be a good fit?
I think when I talked to you a month ago, I think that obviously I think you knew, and I think I shared that this wasn't something that was kind of in my plan
right.
for the future. I had a plan to retire from Carl Sandburg College, and so this kind of was a curveball for me and also for my family. And I, of course, lived here my entire life, and Galesburg has been my home, and Sandburg's been my professional home for more than 20 years. So it was not really something that was in my life plan. But after visiting Kirkwood and seeing the college and the opportunity, I characterize it as probably a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to work at that level with a college that is, you know, just world-class. And so as I continued to think about it, I decided that I would like to be a part of that. And so it's been a very emotional decision for me, very tearful in many ways, but one that I think that professionally will just offer me an opportunity toward the end of my career to really participate in a community college in a much bigger way.
Yeah, in a much bigger way indeed, because this college, in terms of both enrollment and the number of campuses and geography and all that, is really huge. Is this going to be as much of a daunting task as I might think it would be?
Oh, I think so, for sure, because, you know, I'm coming from a small college, and we have a large geographical district, you know, very similar to their district, mm-hmm. but we're much smaller. So, yes, I think it will be a huge challenge for me and one that I think I'll appreciate. I think I'll enjoy the challenge, but it will be very different from what I'm going to do here and what I have been doing here for the last 8 years.
What do you see as being different other than those obvious things that I mentioned, like enrollment and geography? How does a community college like that operate versus a community college like Sandburg?
You know, I'd like to say that we're all fairly similar in terms of the degree of sophistication and complexity. But when you get to that size of community college and the number of programs they have and the number of students, obviously, you know, is a much grander scale. And so really trying to manage all of that and to lead an institution that's that large and that diverse, in terms of its offerings, in terms of the way it reaches out to the community, you know, is going to be the challenge, I think, that I face, is to try to wrap our arms around that and to try to develop a long-range plan that helps move them into the future.
What is that job number one, kind of preparing Kirkwood for the future, or do you see other priorities once you take over next year?
Now, for job number one for me, I think for probably the first few months, is just to get to know people.
Mm-hmm.
Kirkwood is enormously successful right now, and they're a wonderful community college. So my job really is to, you know, meet the community members, to meet our the K-12 partners, to get to know the employees within the institution. And so really just to learn those first few months. I see that as being a learning process initially. And then I think later on in the year, certainly the planning process is going to be key for them.
Yours here is kind of a success story, starting out as a graduate of Carl Sandburg College and then as of Knox College, and then really kind of moving up the ranks from instructor to being in the administration of the college to president of the college. That's really, frankly, kind of a remarkable thing when you think about it.
Yeah, I really leave part of my heart at Sandburg, that's for sure. I went to Sandburg twice in my career, once directly out of high school and then once late 20s. I think it was about 30 when I went back the second time. And so really offered me a perspective about Sandburg that, you know, I certainly won't have for Kirkwood. I was able to be a student there twice, one as a career student and then one as a transfer student. But I do think that I understand what it means to be a community college student and what it means to be first-generation college. And I think that that's universal across community colleges.
What do you see as challenges ahead for Sandburg? I imagine that whole pesky state budget situation for you is probably one of them.
Yeah, that continues to be a challenge, of course. And until we kind of sort that out, how that's going to work out, that will continue to be on the forefront. The board will engage in a search process for my successor. I believe they're going to hire the consultant that Kirkwood uses, that Kirkwood used.
They're not going to turn around and try to encourage you to come back to this job, are they?
I don't think so. And the reason being is that he's not part of a national firm. He's reasonably priced. He was the director of the Community College Leadership Program at Iowa State University, and so really has connections within the region and was part of that Community College Leadership Program. So he has a lot of connections and understands the Midwest, obviously understands now that he's worked with me in this process more. He understands Sandburg and the challenges that we face. And so the board is committed, I think, to moving forward with him. They'll have a special board meeting in January to kind of sort out the timeline and how it will all work with him.
What advice would you give to whoever succeeds you here at Sandburg? It's obviously not going to be me because I can't get that question out, but what advice do you have?
They're going to be coming into a fantastic college. That's all I can say. It is, we have a wonderful board. It's, I like to say, and I say it across the state, I have the best board in the state of Illinois, and the staff and faculty are second to none, and we have managed to get Carl Sandburg College financially stable in the midst of a terrible crisis at the state level. And so whoever comes in is going to walk into a really nice situation. Now, we will continue to have challenges with the state, that is for sure, but Carl Sandburg College is positioned really well for the future. And so, you know, I'm really excited for whoever comes in to be coming into something that is that extraordinary.
Maybe I'll end with the same sort of question I did a month or so ago when we talked, Lori. I asked you how the board reacted to you telling them you were interviewing for this position, and you said that maybe they were a little disappointed. I can only imagine how they feel now.
Yeah, I think that's the challenge, is that I have a wonderful relationship with them, and they are a fantastic board. And so they are disappointed, and on the other hand, because they are who they are, they want what's best for me. And so they have been very, very supportive with me during this process. And it's just a terrifically strong board, and I can't stress enough how wonderful they are to work for. And the next president will have just a wonderful start, that's for sure.
I lied. One more question, Lori. What do you miss about Galesburg when you leave?
Oh, my gosh, I'm going to miss all of my wonderful colleagues at the college and friends, of course. The issue, though, is that Cedar Rapids is only an hour and 45 minutes away.
Oh, only an hour and 45 minutes
away. Only an hour and 45 minutes. Actually closer than here to Springfield. And so, you know, I plan to get back here, and I know Rick plans to be over there part-time as well. And so I planned to come back and stay connected to all of my colleagues back here and, of course, friends and family.
Well, I didn't like making that two-hour drive to Springfield, and I wasn't real fond of it the last time I drove through central Iowa. But if you enjoy it, more power to you, right?
Thank you.
All right. Carl Sandburg College President Lori Sundberg, thank you so much for your time. Congratulations on the move, and thank you for all your service to this area over the years. We greatly appreciate it.
Thank you, Will. It's been a pleasure, and it's always been a pleasure working with you. So thank you so much.